I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land and waters we record the Kata Project upon. I would also like to acknowledge all my gurus, including my culture, my teachers, and my mother, that have given me the knowledge that I have and continue to gain. Namaskaram and welcome to the Kata Project. Last time, we heard about how selfish Mantara had whispered bad thoughts into Queen Kaikeyi's ears. And she, in turn, had asked Dashrath Maharaj for two wishes. Her first wish was that her son Bharat should be crowned king of Ayodhya instead of Ram. Her second wish was that Ram was to live in exile or away from the palace in the forest for 14 years. Upon hearing these wishes, Dashrath Maharaj felt as though thunder and lightning had struck in his heart. What happens next? What will Ram say to these wishes? Enjoy listening. Upon hearing Kaikeyi's wishes, Dashrath Maharaj was lost for words. He could not believe what his beloved wife was saying. He must have heard it wrong, he thought. Finally, he said, "What? What evil thoughts and words are coming from you, Kaikeyi? How can you ask for your son, Ram, to be exiled from Ayodhya? How can I live without my son? Being separated from him will surely bring about the end of my life. I beg you, Kaikeyi, do not do this." Queen Kaikeyi, who was usually a kind and compassionate woman, stared at the king without any regret and replied, "You have always told the world that you are an honest king and one that will never go back on his word. It is Kshatriya dharma for you to uphold your promises. Now, hearing the wishes, you want to go back on your word? Is that how you want to be remembered? As a king that will break promises because it makes him sad?" Dashrath Maharaj knew he had no choice but to agree to whatever Kaikeyi asked for. In those days, when a king promised something, there was never any going back. A Kshatriya is a soldier or a king or a prince, and dharma means the right thing to do. So a king being honest and holding his promise was one of the most important qualities. If they broke their word, the people of the kingdom and even other kings would not support them and would lose trust. King Dashrath was in tears, knowing that once the morning came, the coronation of Prince Ram would not happen, and he would lose his son for 14 long years. Queen Kaikeyi looked at him and said, "Enough of this. Call Ram. You will tell him the wishes that I have asked." It was the very early hours of the coronation day. In the dark, many rishis were preparing the puja items. But King Dashrath called his royal advisor Sumantra and asked for Ram to visit him. When Sumantra went to the prince's room, Sita and Ram themselves were preparing for the coronation. "What do you think Prince Ram said when he heard that his father, the king, was requesting his presence? Do you think he said, 'I'm busy'?"
"No."
"Do you think he said, 'In 5 minutes'?" "No, he didn't." "Do you think he asked, 'Why? What for? Am I in trouble?'" "Not at all." Prince Ram immediately put down whatever he was doing and accompanied Sumantra back to Dashrath Maharaj. When the prince entered the room, he immediately knew something bad had happened. His father was in tears and his mother Kaikeyi was standing in the corner looking stern and angry. Prince Ram touched the feet of his father and also his mother Kaikeyi. Dashrath Maharaj looked at his son and could not say anything more than, "Ram, my dear Ram." His voice trembled and his eyes filled with tears again. Ram could not understand what was happening and looked to Queen Kaikeyi for answers. "Mother, why is father so upset? What troubles him? What has happened?" Queen Kaikeyi knew that the king would not speak, and so she spoke for him instead. Your father cannot bear to say the word, so I will instead. Many years ago, your father granted me 2 wishes of my choice. I never asked for anything until today. My first wish is that Bharat take the throne of Ayodhya instead of you. Second, you must live in the forest away from this palace for 14 years. Your father promised me these wishes, and he cannot go back on his words. Hearing this, Prince Ram wasn't disturbed or even shocked in the slightest. He smiled and said, "Is that all, Mother? Bharat is to take the throne. I will happily give my brother anything in the world, the throne included. My father's commands and wishes are like truth to me. It would make me so happy to see that his promises are fulfilled. I will change my clothes to simple ones and prepare to leave to the forest immediately." King Dashrath was even more sad that his son was so noble and accepted the instructions with such grace. Queen Kaikeyi was overjoyed that she had succeeded in the plan that was thought up by Mantara. Outside the room, Prince Lakshman, who went everywhere with Ram, heard the entire conversation, and he was not as calm as his older brother. He was fuming with anger. Prince Ram went back to his room and told Sita of the instructions. He said, "Dearest Sita, I hope that our 14 years apart will only make you grow fonder of me, and I will be back in no time at all." Sita quietly listened to Ram and finally said, "When we were married, you promised that my duties were like yours and your duties were like mine. Now, it's the time for me to fulfill that promise. If you have been told to go to the forest, then it is right that I also follow those instructions. I know it is not comfortable with soft beds, lots and lots of yummy, delicious food. And it might be scary with tigers, lions, bears, and monkeys in the forest. But Ram, when I'm with you, all those things won't matter. Do not try and stop me. I will be coming with you for the 14 years in the forest." Without second thought, she started removing all her jewels and prepared to wear simple clothes just like Ram. Hearing Sita's words, Prince Lakshman started removing his jewels too. "Brother, I am like your shadow. Where you go, I will follow. Please do not try to stop me." Prince Ram knew that neither Sita or Lakshman could not be convinced and finally agreed that the three of them would spend the time in exile together. And so, after taking blessings from the king and all 3 queens, Ram, followed by Lakshman and Sita, walked out of the palace in Ayodhya towards the Dandaka forest. They were escorted in a chariot to the edge of the kingdom, and all the people of Ayodhya followed the chariot, grief-stricken and so sad, hoping to get a final look at their beloved prince who they would not see for 14 long years. The chariot escorted the 3 to the banks of the river Ganga, where they met a boatman named Guhan, or Kevit, as he was fondly called. Kevit boated Ram, Lakshman and Sita across the mighty river Ganga, and from there they walked to a beautiful hill called Chitrakoot on the banks of another river called Malyavati. Chitrakoot was a beautiful place with flowers, birds and abundance of fruit trees. They stayed there for some time, enjoying the first few weeks of exile. Meanwhile, back in Ayodhya, things were not looking as happy. Dashrath Maharaj was filled with sadness that his son Ram and Lakshman and his daughter-in-law Sita were so far away. Dashrath Maharaj wasn't able to mend his broken heart and finally passed away out of sadness. At this time, Prince Bharat was not actually in Ayodhya, and he had to be called back from his grandfather's palace in a kingdom called Kaikeya. Hearing that he was being called back urgently, but without knowing why, Prince Bharat rode a full 7 days on his horse and rushed back to the palace. What will Bharat do when he finds out about all that has happened? Do you think he will be happy to become the king of Ayodhya? Would you like it if you got given a toy or a chocolate that was snatched away from someone else? Have a think about that until the next Katha. Remember to follow and share the Katha Project with your friends and family. We're streaming on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts too. Namaskaram.